Looking for top-tier talent and more profits for your business? Get real in the Greater Rochester, New York region. With a highly skilled workforce and commercial real estate rates 49% lower than the national average, companies with 50 or more employees can make profits of $1 million a year more in Rochester than in other high-tech hubs like Boston, New York City, D.C., or San Francisco. Contact Greater Rochester Enterprise and connect to the right people and the right resources in the Greater Rochester, New York region. Visit rochesterbiz.com. Today.
Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by Nosy, who says...
Blue Love!
Madly, who says...
Chicken fries! Ah!
And CMix13, who says...
Do an impersonation of the Old Spice guy. Diamonds to you!
13th Fail, who said... Skyworld and maps next week! Yay! Crommy, who says...
We're men in tights, tights, tights. Tights.
Other Living, who says... The Nether's coming! 24/7 gas scare fest! IRL poop locks. Mousy, who says...
Do I make a hard time?
Yes, or you can do less than three.
Less than three. Evid, F-Temp, Abs, and Jolly for the help. And Sugar, too, I guess.
And Toasted Jelly, who says... The server is a nicer place now that we have the slash hug command.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 34, recorded on May 22nd, 2011. And I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we got a show for you, don't we?
It is a show.
Yes.
And we've got it.
It can technically be defined
as
that.
It is for you.
It is all yours.
Yes.
Now joining us, sharing the show with us today is Bebop Vox from Minecraft Mondays.
What up, Minecraftonites?
Yay!
Awesome. Cool. Bebop Vox is in the house. I guess we just call you Bebop for short.
Mr. Vox.
Yep, it works for me.
Mr. Vox, I like that.
Mr. Vox.
Mr. Bebop.
So for those who haven't seen Minecraft Mondays, it's crazy. It's like Pee-wee's Playhouse versus what's another good show?
Sanctuary. It's green screened, right?
Sanctuary. and Poltergeist.
Yeah.
And
I don't know where y'all are going.
I love it.
It's a lot like Raising the Bar. Have y'all seen that law drama?
No. I don't know where you're coming from.
Oh, well, you know, if you had, you would know exactly what I was talking about.
His show's
about.
Exactly like Invader Zim. Have you seen that?
No.
I didn't figure you had.
I'm making old
you
references.
You asked me earlier.
Robin Hood.
It is just like Pong. Just.
So why don't you describe your show to us?
it's mostly green screen. I've been changing it up recently, but mostly I like to support the community of Minecraft and all the cool-ass stuff you guys make. So, each week I try to show off skins, videos, news. I try to basically cover everything for the people who don't have time to... scour the web for all the content.
Or sit through an hour and a half of our show.
Yeah. That's what I like. It's like reduces like everything we do in our show to 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a condensed version, and it's really cool. I like the pacing too because it's so fast. You go between all these different segments, and it's really entertaining. I like the way that you always seem to kick a creeper in every episode, and then they explode. And they're like, "Ah, psh, get out of here!"
I like to start out, yeah, something with the creeper every show. So yeah. I've started recently making him speak a different language at the beginning. So
yeah, I noticed that in the new one. It's like some crazy Japanese game show or something.
Do you release what he's saying in that language?
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah. You also punched Notch in his missile eye.
Yeah, I tend to. I abused the Mojang team quite a lot in the show. I don't know if they realize as much because I like abusing Notch and Jeb the most. I think.
Yeah. So, where do you get your news from?
I mostly, I do about 3 hours of research, and then cover as much as I possibly can, checking different websites, what people submit, and then just try to see everything, you know, just pick from a massive chunk of the cool stuff everybody's doing.
Well, you know, speaking of covering stuff, we've got something that we're releasing tonight. Is that right, Aaron?
Yeah.
That the new rave video.
Hey, and tomorrow's Monday.
And tomorrow's
I'm sure you can get it in time.
And
yeah,
I haven't edited the show yet, so.
So everybody will get a sneak peek tonight of it before it's actually released or something.
Right, yeah. If you're watching the stream, we're going to play it live. And this is, of course, the sequel to Minecraft Rave, and it's called Minecraft Universe.
Universe.
Is it like Stargate Universe? Is it going to get canceled?
It's just like Pong.
Yes.
Oh. Oh.
And so that will be cool for those listening to the audio version. Just check the show notes. Or check our YouTube channel.
Yep. Or check Minecraft Monday, because it'll probably be on there.
It just may.
So
wink.
I also noticed that on your videos, you give out some creepers. Do you make these yourself? I see one behind you if you're looking at the video.
Yeah, the creeper abusing a diamond over here. Yep, I make these. I made three of them the last few episodes, and I gave them away. I like the... I just got a little crafty, and my wife knows how to sew, so she taught my noob self. I should probably record it because of how bad I started. But yeah, I'm looking at making pigs and sheep necks. People really want me to sell them, but I don't know. I like it to the fans instead, and I really don't have time to make them in mass quantity.
Right, you kind of have to make the decision. Is that what you want to do? Do you want to be a toy manufacturer, yeah, or you know? But that looks really great.
I just really need to find a factory I can hide somewhere in the city and just hire a bunch of people that need some quick cash. That's
a bunch of little kids.
I don't
or something.
Have credit card. Yeah,
there's
maybe
a whole country that was made just for you. I think.
Yeah,
they've got a lot of pollution and stuff, but I hear that you can, you know, knock off anybody else's products and just have them made.
Must outsource now.
And now that I have, you know, offended what? How many billions of people?
I'm on
way too many.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah.
I think yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to request a bumper without talking about a bumper.
Yeah, like this, Eric.
Hit it.
Our journey.
No, there's a Y there.
Yeah.
This is the segment where we talk about the band Journey and and how much they're playing Minecraft.
Steve Perry.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love More Than a Feeling. That's a great song.
Well, Bebop, let's hear what you've been doing this week. We never start with a guest, so you're special. We're starting with you.
I feel special and warm and fuzzy. And I've been playing with MC Edit, actually, because I see a lot of people make a lot of cool stuff with it. So started making a castle, and then I get overwhelmed by all the way cooler castle and ideas that other people make. So then I just stop and I go back to editing, usually in frustration.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been mostly it, yeah. Because most of them I'm moving, so I'm moving back to the States. They're coming tomorrow to pick up my stuff. They could actually come through the door right now and pick up my stuff.
You're not in the States right now?
No, I'm in the UK.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's like, it's what, like 9 o'clock your time or 10?
10 o'clock, yep.
10 o'clock. So I'm getting my international time on.
You are.
I'm trying to...
And precise.
Be close to that. But yeah, so that's cool. You're heading back. Where are you moving to? Or if that's too... You can give just a...
Oh, I don't care. I'm going to go see my family for a month in Chicago. And then I'm actually in the Air Force, so I'm going to be stationed in Ramstein, Germany. So I'll be hanging out there for 3 years.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So what's your address?
What was that? You broke up.
He's just
being silly. He asked for your address.
I'm always silly.
So I had a question about your show. Does your wife help out on the show?
My wife does. She helps me out with the script.
She throws me guns too.
She's the way more clever one. I actually want her to host it. but she refuses to. But she's way more witty and everything. I'm just ADD and goofy, I think. So
were those real firearms on your show?
No. Are you talking about the M16?
Yeah.
Oh, that's no. It's actually a paintball gun. My brother used to own it, and then I traded him another one for it. And
who'd you shoot?
We just take these from work all the time. Go down range, take a couple guns. That's just how we roll.
Steal stuff from work. It's the way to go.
And when you do your
auction house, got some swords. You know, it's like, why not?
When you record your shows, do you just memorize everything, or do you have cue cards or a teleprompter or anything?
I make out a script, and then I just try to remember as much as I can in one sitting. Otherwise, I just edit the crap out of it.
Yeah.
So I get pretty just crazy sometimes. Like, the last episode, I just went all out. It was in the morning. let's do it.
Do you get all caffeinated up before a show?
Yeah. Just for fun, you know? It's like, why not?
Yeah.
Because you can. So and then my wife leaves the room and witnesses nothing, so she can't be blamed for anything that might happen.
Have you always been into video editing, or is that something that you started doing because of making this?
I've done it for about 7 years now in Second Life. Me and my buddy, we've started a little group called Natural Selection Studios, and then honestly, we just went to different games and just kept doing videos there. So now just Minecraft, and I'm digging this the most because of the content, really.
Well, also the audience response is really unparalleled. That's one thing that we've been impressed with, is just how many people are reaching out to say we're having fun with this game.
Yeah, definitely. I can't agree more. I mean, it's easily probably the coolest community I've ever seen in an MMO, because I've been across the board with MMOs. So many different ones over the years, but easily the best one. It's not even an MMO.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say. But I guess it has the feeling of it, you know, with so many people playing.
Yeah.
Cool. So that was your journey?
That was my journey, and the journey I'm taking and leaving this week.
Well, maybe we can finish the show.
And just so people know, I am going to keep going on with the show. I'm going to kind of take it on the road, you know, go to Chicago and all that, and the show is not going to end, just so you know, just because I'm leaving and taking a little personal leave, so at least I won't be working, so I actually have more time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, you should totally come down to Huntsville, Alabama. We have a big studio with a green screen soundstage. And
hey, you guys got a nice setup there. I'm digging that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
cool.
If
you're able to get down here in October, we'll be having a Dead Workers party where people are going to come down and land up and some games, and we'll definitely
nerding
do some podcasts and stuff. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Old school LAN parties.
Yeah. Well,
the only time I'll be is June. I'll be in Chicago, and I was actually thinking, because I talked with the new Scrolls composer, and he wants to do an interview, so I was going to hook up with him and maybe meet a couple of Minecrafters too in Chicago.
Mm. Oh, very cool.
Scrolls.
We did a podcast on that.
Yeah?
Didn't last long.
Yeah.
I was going to say, not too much content I've heard so far about it.
Well, that's what they said about Minecraft, too, but we're showing them.
We're still going.
Yeah.
I think the first estimate was one episode. You'll get one episode, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
35 later?
Yep.
Yeah.
And 2,000 to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what have you been doing this week, Eric?
I visited the Chafflands, and wow, it's really growing up. There's so many cool things. I went and checked out Utopia, Atlantis, and Egypt. Egypt's pretty cool. It's got a huge statue, like a pharaoh, giant statue. Like, it was so big, I really didn't understand what it was until I stepped back a lot. And compassed up on a skyscraper nearby, and went, oh my God, that's a big statue. That's awesome. It's got like holding a spear or something. Anyway, that was pretty awesome. So I was messing around. Toasted Jelly showed me the Thor command, the /Thor, where you basically you equip a pickaxe, and wherever you click is where lightning will come down. So nice. You can have some fun with that.
We had a lot of fun with it.
I can't wait for the next spleef battle.
Oh God, it's pretty dangerous.
Me and Eric, basically, I told him, I said, type slash vanish, and then we slowly went through each person on the list of players on the Shaftlands, and we would just start making lightning come down all around, and people would be like, "Holy crap, what's going on here?" You know,
like I've never seen so much lightning. This is crazy, and a lot of people hadn't witnessed lightning at all. Like Random Inuyasha is an old Control Point listener, and she was like, "Hey, let's play together. That'd be cool." Okay, yeah, get on the Shaftlands. And then I'm just raining down terror, you know, just for fun. And I accidentally kill her and me at the same time. I'm sorry about that. But we both died and then lost all of our stuff. And I was less concerned about my stuff, of course, because she, you know, she was in the middle of a project, like building something. And then here we are, respawned, and I'm standing there. I'm like, I'm sorry, I really didn't mean to do that, you know. And I'm like, so, I was waiting for her to walk back to, you know, her project and everything, and I was going to maybe help her out, you know, give her some stuff, and I was like, so, do you know where you were? And she's like, I have no idea. It's like, oh no, I'm so sorry. So she wandered around for quite a while and finally found it, so that, you know, ended well.
Yeah. Our little lightning thing ended rather dramatically. We went back to spawn and stood on towers around spawn and just spun in circles, making lightning go down all over the place, all around spawn. And
by people were like, "Power of Grayskull."
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he started, and then you started summoning stuff. And so I summoned like 100 pigs and hit them all with lightning and turned them into pigmen. And yeah, it was very. And then there was a couple of giants.
And yeah, so yeah. I spawned some creepers and hit them with lightning, and they became super, super creepers.
Yeah, they glow blue and everything.
Yeah, so that's really the first time I've seen a supercharged creeper, and wow, yeah, that was pretty crazy. Nice little light show.
I had to, oh, and then you summoned a ghast, and then I had to fix spawn.
That's right. I didn't realize the.
Did y'all kill the ghast, or did it fly off and it's just somewhere around?
Yeah, I killed it.
Okay,
you did. Okay,
slash butcher baby.
Oh, is that what you use?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Slash butcher in a range, and it kills everything in range.
Oh, minus players.
Yeah, it's just mobs.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good to know. I tried the comma thing, like spawn mob sheep comma pig. To have the two connected and like hump each other or whatever, but
ride,
that doesn't
ride. They're riding.
Oh, they're riding each other. Right. That's what I meant. And it doesn't work anymore.
Oh.
So I was kind of sad about that.
I think actually that Toasted Jelly just took that command away from you.
That could be. Yes, that could be a possibility. Also, let's see. What else did I do?
Are you going on a date?
Well, yeah, I put in the notes here I was going to go on a Minecraft date, but it didn't actually work out. I'm going to do it next time, so I'll tell you all about my date.
Oh, okay, sorry, didn't mean to.
We're going
to
pick flowers and ride pigs together or something. I don't know.
That's so romantic.
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
Well, she lives in L.A. and I live here, so, you know, the best thing we can do is go on a Minecraft date.
Yeah.
What? It's not a good idea?
No, it's an awesome idea. I just have things going in my head that I should not talk about on the
Okay.
Well,
I'll say, though, I will fully support that, because meeting my wife on the internet, you know, you got to do the nerdy thing and do some kind of interaction.
Right, yeah.
I fully support that.
Cool.
I do, too. I just want to see the multiple skins you make for your avatar.
I have to log out. Half naked.
Well, that's it for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it better be. How about you, Wes? You did some thorn up, I know.
Did. Oh, man, that was so much ridiculous amount of fun. Me and Eric were just, we'd be standing up. We teleported to two people, and they were like running across this huge field. They were going someplace, right? And so we just got on the closest mountain and just surrounded them with lightning just everywhere. And they were like zigzagging across the field. It was awesome. And then, sorry, I hit the microphone with my headset.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. So then I also have been doing some new repair stuff. I've just been running around fixing beaches in my usual boring way, but I kind of like have been taking a little bit of an extra step in trying to make certain environments prettier. Like I'll go to some place and I'll be like, well, okay, let me fix this, and you know that would look better with a waterfall, and I'll go and stick some stuff. I've been trying to kill all the floating trees I run into. I'm you know, my life is really boring in Minecraft for the most part, but I really feel like I add something to the server. So if anybody writes mods out there, this is what I want. I want a mod where you take a bow and arrow, and if you shoot a tree with a bow and arrow, it will kill all the wood in the tree, so that it'll instantly, everything will fall apart. What I'm doing now for these big floating shrubs, you know, like the big giant trees where someone took the trunk out, is I'll pick one corner and I'll pick another corner and I'll set everything between the two corners to air and hope that I get all the trunk pieces that are in there. And it doesn't always work, and it's really annoying, and I wish I just had a poison-tipped bow. So, mod writer, poison-tipped bow.
You could also try the just compassing up on top and doing, like, a replace near.
Oh, yeah.
And just do, like, a five, and then you could do leaves and then do wood, get rid of it like that.
Yeah.
I mean, just an idea. I don't know if Voxel Sniper does kind of what you're talking about, but I think it does ranged changes, you know, where you can do it from range.
Well, I'll you know, like I said, sometimes that works pretty well. I'll get one corner of the big shrub, and then I'll pick the other one and just turn all the middle into air, and sometimes I'll get everything. And I can do some neat changes with, you know, just with using / HBOS, but, you know, so.
True.
Well, very cool.
Has anybody played Terraria?
I have not. I have watched Paul Soares playing it.
Yeah.
I did start it, yeah.
Yeah, me and Brent started it. Satori bought us a copy. Thank you very much. It was a nice gift.
Big heart.
Nice.
And we played some of that. I don't want to turn this into a Terraria podcast, but
we're doing that next.
Evil.
Installing stuff this weekend, though, that reminds me of something. My son has been wanting to do Mo Creatures, and so he begged me all weekend, and so yesterday I installed Mo Creatures for him, and he's been having a ton of fun of that, been wearing rabbits on his head and trying to tame horses and things like that, and seeing just a bunch of crazy stuff. So it was fairly easy to do. Just go to the forum where the thing is, and it has a real quick tutorial. So if you want to try it out, go for it. I just kind of watched a little bit. It looked cool, but I don't want to get too far away from the main game when I play single player. Because it just seems like, you know, if I started like, yeah, you know, the new Pegasuses they put in the game, and they're like, no, that's from that mod you use. <guy." laughs> But so all week has been my rail weekend or week. I started off at my single player making a rail. I'm trying to find my fort that I got lost and made way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so I want to make railway between the two, and with the new powered, you know, rails. Well, relatively new, so I started making it, and I just gotta say, you just don't make that much with your gold and your iron. Like, I ran out so fast, and I'm just like, really, I've got to go mine some more now. Like, that's my job now is to mine for iron and gold. So in that process, I was like, you know, I've never done one of these. You know, I usually just mine down an alleyway and then keep mine. So I got one of the videos that shows you how to, you know, do branch mining and had the best chance. So I did that, and I found a lot, but it's still, I'm not nowhere near.
You do know that your powered rail can be really spaced out. Like,
yeah, it's okay. Nine blocks.
You can even go 20. I've 24.
Oh, well, if it's flat and stuff, and just let it go. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But that's honestly not the one I'm having issues with.
Yeah.
The iron's the one I'm having issues with.
Yeah. Because
it's just like, ah. I'll have like a stack of powered rails sitting there. But anyway, that's been fun. And then on multiplayer, I've been doing more rails. I've been beefing up the coaster some more. I had two paths coming out. And so instead of making two roller coasters, I ended up making the other path loop back around and go underwater and connect back to the end of the other one.
Yeah.
So now it all goes back around back to the beginning. So you can ride the whole thing all the way around back to the beginning.
I haven't ridden yours yet, but I did ride Nivek One's.
Oh, I did too.
It's called it's at a warp called The Ride. And his roller coaster is really cool because what it does is it jumps you onto track and then stops, and then it will end on an uphill, and then you'll go backwards, and it's powered the other way. Like, yeah. And oh my God, it just turns you around, and it's a lot of fun. It's I definitely recommend checking out the ride on the shaft.
Well, I had a cool roller coaster I was making.
And then he has a switch house instead. With like goes to Flonk's house and Jolly as
that
well.
That switch house is cool.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's very nice.
Well, so, yeah, I was working on a coaster.
Sorry, we like yours, though.
Yeah, we do.
So, I'm named, it's going to be the...
Oh, you guys don't like my stuff.
So, I'm putting the name of it up now. With the since there's so many, like, you know, red torches everywhere, it's just going to be called the Red Line.
Ah.
Anyway, so I'm making kind of a light theme around it. So, when you go around, the lights are going to do different things and stuff.
Ooh, fancy.
That'll be kind of cool. So yeah, I guess that's about it. My crappy
Let's make a vortex tunnel.
What would that be?
You know, you remember the tunnel that would spin around you? Maybe we can make it so that there's redstone circuits that make a line swirling around you as you're going through a cave.
Ooh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
And there is a cave.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Let's do that. Let's help him.
Are you good with redstone, Bebop?
I am probably the worst person in the world with the redstone.
Oh, yeah?
Hard for me sometimes just even make a door open.
Do you do minecart stuff?
I do minecarts, all right. But no, definitely not good with redstone.
Can't wait for those pistons.
Pistons.
I want a piston. Well, I guess that was the weeks, right?
Yep. Speaking of pistons.
Speaking of pistons... What?
I don't know. Let's play a bumper.
Speaking of pistons, you could probably get a book, an audio book about pistons.
Oh, that's true.
On Audible.
That's very true. Pistons, books.
Yes.
What's this Audible trial you speak of, Eric?
Well, you get one audio book if you sign up, or you get one credit for an audio book if you sign up at audibletrial.com/theshaft. It will give you a 14-day trial, and you if you continue it is $14.95 a month, and every month you get how many books do you get a month?
Get one credit a month, which is usually good for one book.
Right.
Some of the larger books take up to two credits, but when you continue your subscription, you will get a credit every month. And you'll get to, you can actually buy books at like a reduced rate. I'm sure it says in the doc, and I moved over 30% on additional purchases. So,
and if you're interested in a book this month, Sherry Priest is a steampunk author. Speaking of pistons, she wrote a zombie book, a zombie steampunk novel called Bone Shaker that is currently on Audible, and you can check that out. It's about the city of Seattle and the end of the 19th century gets taken over by some zombies.
Nice.
Sweet. I'm glad it's on Audible because I can't read. So.
Right. Yes, and of course you can get Audible on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, all kinds of different devices, and you keep your books even if you cancel, correct?
That is correct.
That is a good deal.
And they keep them on their site, and you can pretty much download it in a bunch of different formats, so if you want it, you know, high quality, you can. If you just want it really fast, you can do it really fast, too. It'll sound not as good, but it'll be a small file. Kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So check it out, audibletrial.com/theshaft, and you will be helping us out greatly.
And you can always get Diamond, A Journey to the Heart of an Obsession by Matthew Hart.
That's an actual book, a Diamond.
It is.
Make it rain.
I like it. It's raining diamonds. Speaking of raining diamonds, quick to the newsroom.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
All right.
It's been kind of a slow week with some games coming out. I think Notch has been playing something else this week.
I can't imagine what he would be playing. Probably L.A. Noire.
Yes, and he's been tweeting about that. And that's about the only news we've been getting from him this week is on his Twitter.
Yeah,
if people have been paying attention to it.
Yeah, he's been letting a lot of good nuggets go through Twitter.
And one of them, he says, sweet, I can move back and forth from the normal world to the nether world in SMP as many times as I want now.
Fancy.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Very fancy.
And also, he's working on Sky World or Sky Dimension. And he released a picture, and it's like floating land, floating islands, and stuff like that. So
yeah.
And originally, it was just something he was kind of playing with, working on, but PC Gamer made a big deal at it, made a big post with all the images that he tweeted, and so then he came back and basically tweeted, I guess I'll have to finish it, consider it confirmed. So
he felt guilty. He pushed him.
I think it's kind of cool. Now, is it going to be, do we have any details on it? Is it going to be something like if you fall off the edge, you die? You know, or is it actually going to be above? Like, if you were to go above 64, do you get up to the island zone?
And, you know, if you look at it, it shows, like, clouds going underneath it. So there hasn't been any confirmation on whether it's going to be, like, through a portal like the Nether and you come to this world, or if it's you build up to it, and if you get above the clouds, it's there.
I think you should have to build a big trampoline to get up there.
That would be nifty.
Okay.
It could work.
Pistons. Yeah. That's why he's making them.
True. Also, he said that we're going to be getting 1.6
this week.
Yeah. Version 1.6. That's awesome. Can't wait. It's going to be lovely. And also, he says, let's see, anything else that he said here this week?
Not that I saw.
Okay. Had the hatchets and the trap doors. What was it?
Hatchets and trap doors.
I didn't see hatchets and trap doors.
Yeah, I saw a tweet he had about that. About he said, "Oh, hatchets now," and then something about trap doors too.
Uh huh.
Well, cool.
Did he say it in a different language? Because sometimes he.
Did he say it in that crazy creeper language in the video?
There's a secret tweet.
Or maybe he said hatches.
Hatches, not hatchets.
Maybe he did. Is that what he said?
I think he said hatch. Yeah, now I recall.
I don't know. I'm pretty dyslexic.
Because it's like, what is a hatch really? You know, is it just a, you know, horizontal door with a hinge and everything? Or is it a something that you create baskets with? Or a basket weaving technique? Is that right? Hatching?
Maybe no. He's talking about like
an egg.
Hatches like the birds, like a
hatching,
like a finch and a hatch.
Oh, a hatch is a bird.
Yeah,
like a hatch hatching an egg.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
A hatch hatching an egg.
We should
inside
move
of
on.
A hatch.
This is terrible.
Okay,
what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
This is horrible.
Yeah.
All right, then. We should probably move it along, people.
Yeah, along here it is. People. Added hatches.
Oh,
yes. Trap doors. They work. Just like normal doors, except flat. They require a solid block next to them for various reasons.
Cool. So that's gonna change the dynamic greatly.
Yes.
I
see trap doors. I see all kinds of really cool traps that can be made with a trap door.
And then combine pistons, you can get crazier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For real. Well then. With that said, let's do something crazy. How about that?
Okay.
Don't play Kesha. Just please don't play Kesha.
Listener contributions.
Oh.
Hey.
That was very nice. That was sent to us by Henry 540.
Thank you, Henry 540.
Yeah.
And here I thought you just made a new one.
No.
That's the quality behind that one.
Mm-hmm.
Was I thought it was a little Eric bumper.
No, it kind of sounded like an iPad GarageBand strumming of the guitar, didn't it?
It did.
Been using that a lot lately, so. All right, then. Well, we have some listener contributions here.
Listener contributions.
And the first one here is from Mike. He says, "Hi, the guys from the Shaft. I was wondering if you know how to get the multiplayer version of Minecraft for free."
You get a free copy if you send him, what is it, 20 euros?
Yes.
If you send him 20 euros, And I'm not really sure how you get these Euro things, but if you get 20 of them and send them to them, I think you get a free copy of Minecraft.
And actually, you can send them probably some other kind of 20, because that is something they sent out this week, too, was that they fixed their payment system, and they can accept, like, hundreds of different payments this week.
Oh, so you could send them, like, 8 million yen or like
12,000 ruples,
a pound and a half,
a gazillion pesos,
ruples all the way.
Ruples all
but yeah,
the way.
All those forms of money will get you a free copy of Minecraft. And if not, I also recommend you try listening to last week's episode.
Oh, God.
We gave you some clues in that one, too.
Yes.
Was that last week?
Yeah. Last week.
Okay, so. The fact is, you got to pay for it. Go pay for it. It's worth it.
There's really no way, right? I mean,
you can borrow your friend's account for a couple days, but eventually you'll want to pay for it. Yeah. Go do some yard work. Let's see. Andrew, he says, I think there should be a game mode where you get to choose a class, a farmer, a fighter, a lumberjack, etc. What class would you choose to have in this game mode?
Hmm. Wizard. I want to be a wizard.
A class. I want to be a
chief.
Native American.
Yeah.
How do you know I was going to say that? It's like you know.
I'm
me.
In your brain. I'm going to be an elementalist.
Hey, that's not fair.
Ah,
you've just removed spells from me just by naming a new class.
And I control pretty much everything in Minecraft.
I see how this goes. What about you, Mr. Bebop?
A farmer, because nobody expects a farmer. How about that?
That's true.
Nobody.
You know, I did hear though. There is a group of people scripting a thing called Heroes, and it's insanely coded, and it has actually all those classes and everything. You can throw it onto a server.
That's very cool. I think I sort of see that sort of evolution coming from all the single player adventure maps. That I think it's inevitable that something like that will be made.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll be charging a fee monthly and
probably.
So I don't think that's
it'll be an MMO. Big old Minecraft MMO.
So. I don't think so. It's gonna be like a MUD. It'll be free.
It'll be free to play, but you can buy carts and yeah. horses
or a hat.
So are you following along in the script at the moment, Bebop?
Yep.
Tyler? What's Tyler got for us?
Hi, I'm new to both Minecraft and modding, and I was wondering if I had to download the game to mod it, or could I just mod the online version?
You have to.
I don't know.
You do not mod the online version, correct?
Are you talking about like the browser version?
Because
they're all online versions.
I think he's basically I think he's basically asking, can he mod it without buying it?
Yes.
I think the answer is yes. It's just you're going to have a heck of a time testing it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So you might have to have a friend either loan you, or maybe you could do some yard work with Mike. Y'all could start a little side lawn mowing business.
And really, what I think you should probably do is just go ahead and buy some professional computer viruses and put them on your computer beforehand. I really think you should probably just get that out of the way first, and then try running your cracked and hacked copies of Minecraft.
That's so mean, because he, you know, he's probably just, you know, doesn't have the money for it, and he didn't say he wanted to steal it. He said he wanted to make cool new stuff for us without stealing it. Well, so I support Tyler.
Well,
Mike
maybe
needs
I'll
to get
tell
a
you
job.
What. I'll tell you what, Tyler. Why don't you write to Mojang and say you're interested in developing for it, but you're too poor.
One.
But you're too poor to afford a copy of the game, and maybe they will give you one. And
we live in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't forget that. It's always the people in Nigeria trying to scam you and everything else.
Oh man.
So Dark Rifter has a question. He says, I have a quick question about your In Search of Diamonds videos. At the end you say, I'm so happy I could ride a pig. The way it is sung, I can't tell whether it means you are happy because you are able to ride a pig, or if you are riding a pig because you are happy you found diamonds. Probably just me. So, Eric, what is it? Are you happy that you can ride a pig, or are you happy that you found diamonds and you're so happy that you have to ride a pig?
Oh. No, it's the fact that I'm so happy that I have the diamonds, so I'm riding a pig in celebration. It's like, I'm so happy I could slap my knee, or it's so funny, you know what I mean? So it's,
you know,
I get it.
Does it, you know, does it make sense?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I didn't know you actually did that video.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I covered it in like my first episode where it's like total newbie of me when I was hosting it. But I re-edited it and remixed it when I did the review of your video. And but because you talk about like you make a screw or something.
Yeah.
And so I switched your words around where it said I could screw a pig.
It was brilliant.
Right.
It was brilliant.
That was awesome.
I liked it a lot.
I remixed like a whole bunch of just the dirty version of your thing that I flipped.
I thought it was awesome.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, we liked it.
Yeah. And by the way, it hit 3 million this weekend.
Nice.
Holy crap. Nice.
Nice. Are we going to do 4 million with the Minecraft universe?
I hope. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe 5, 6. So, let's see. Big old Toby says, has anyone else had a Minecraft dream where they feel like they are actually in the game?
No.
Hmm.
No? Eric?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of Minecraft dreams.
Or were they while you were asleep?
Well, you know, one of the dreams I had is actually reflected in Minecraft universe.
Okay.
And
nice little teaser there.
Yes, and when you see the video, you'll completely understand. But you know, it's the mind, or it's the brain wiring itself. You know, with the closest connection. So if you immerse yourself into something, you will most likely be dreaming about it. So the more you play, the more you dream about it. Because I'm a PhD, I'm a doctor in brainology, and I know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm a doctor of brain stuff.
I think I've had one about every game I've ever played for like 24 hours, which is like every game. I always have that, you know, that one day where you just play it nonstop.
The only one I usually get dreams about are like RTSs, and that's because they're so intense.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that like I carry it over.
Right.
I had a Call of Duty one, I think.
I had a lot of WoW dreams.
I have a dream that my two children will one day live in a Minecraft world where griefers will not grief their houses. Oh, wait. That's not the kind of dream he's talking about, though, is it?
No.
Yeah. So, no. Yeah.
All right.
Next.
Good question, though. The next one we have here is from...
Jack.
Jack, 2 days ago, I started listening to your podcast, and now I'm staying up to like 11 p.m. on a school night and trying not to laugh so hard that I wake my parents.
That you wet your parents?
I wet my parents. Parents' pants. And he's probably having dreams about us, too, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Wow.
What? He's immersing himself into a topic.
Okay.
Yeah, not that kind of
dreams. Not...
No. Okay.
Is your date with Jack?
It is.
Are y'all going to climb a beanstalk? Wait.
Yes.
Don't go further with that one.
I recommend spacing out the episodes. They're funnier that way.
Spacing them out, like listening to them not back to back?
Yeah.
You know, I have yet to do that.
You need a break.
Yeah. Need a break from the stupidity. Lima Bean Liam says, hey guys, I think once a year the Shaft Land should have a freedom spleef round. This is when all the people who were banned from the Shaft have a giant spleef round and the winner is unbanned.
Nice.
Let me explain why people get banned from the Shaft Lands.
Yes, please do.
It's not casually. It's not like, oh, hey, we don't like them, let's kick them off.
We don't random demand someone each week.
Yes. It's not like these are people. As a matter of fact, I firmly believe that you don't discipline somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's just no reason for us. Anybody we've banned, we don't want them back, right? Right?
Right.
Yeah. You know, you get banned, go pay your fine, and you can get back on, and your fine is 20 euros.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a jail. It's like, oh, yeah, I went to prison for killing a guy, but we're going to have a poker game, and whoever wins gets to get out of jail. No,
and
probably
it's like,
not.
All right, we get a murderer back. Yay!
Yeah, you know, I'll actually do something even better than just going and buying another copy for yourself. Buy Mike a copy or Tyler a copy, and we'll unban you. I mean, if they could buy a copy just to get back on, right? I mean, technically...
Right. That's
but true. If you get caught again and we have to ban you again, we'll ban some IPs and not just an account name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or just give Mike or Tyler your account and laugh, you know, because it's banned.
Yeah.
And can't get on the server.
You can play, but not on the Shaft Lands.
Nice.
You want to read the next one, Mr. Bebop? Or Mr. Vox? character?
Lost my place.
You're Zachary.
Zachary?
Yes.
I'm sure you'll enjoy this. I was on my way to school, and on the way there, I saw a truck towing a backhoe, and the name of the company was Diamond Shovel Excavating and Equipment.
Nice.
That is pretty sweet. Should take, you know what? Pixar, it's not real.
That's true.
Don't even bother.
Screenshots, baby.
Yeah, so, you know, I picked up some bread the other day from the grocery store. And I wanted to make some hoagies, you know, some grinders, whatever you call them,
hoagies,
right?
And subs. Grinders.
And so I'm picking out some bread, and I was highly influenced by the Cobblestone Mill brand, so I grabbed that. But there's so many times that, you know, that there'll be like some sort of Minecraft reference. I mean, it's not even a Minecraft reference, right? But it, you know, it just triggers something.
So, and if you'd gotten sick on it, would you have had the Cobblestone Blues?
Yes, I would have.
Have you played the song?
Yes, I eating? Would have.
Okay, so let's see. Realtend says, or asks, if you would get a stuffed creeper from Bebop Box, where would you put it? I would put it on a shelf right behind me, so every show would be right there.
Yep.
Make nice. It fill up your webcam. I was thinking about making a life-size one and hiding it in the corner of the room or something. But man, if I gave that away, that would be hell of a ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is the size awesome. Of a box, though.
Sure. Okay, so next we have Top Hat Duck, who says, today, while playing around on my personal server, I was running around lighting animals on fire with flint and steel.
No issues there.
This is, I want to warn you, Top Hat Duck, this is one of the things that says you're going to grow up to be a serial killer. Anyway, after setting a pig on fire and making a lame Pokemon joke, I was wearing a Blaziken skin. Is that funny?
Huh?
I'm sure it's a Pokemon reference.
I know, but okay. You should get it.
Just because my son plays it and watches it. Seriously, like, he plays Pokemon, and I ask questions like I'm in college or something. I'm like, so, do they die? Like, they just lost. Do they? No, they just have to take them back to the help center or whatever and get revived.
They want to traumatize children with dead Pokemon.
Anyway, he said that he found out that if a pig burns to death, it drops a cooked pork chop and not a raw pork chop. Now, we already knew that, didn't we? We said that like around episode 10, didn't we? Didn't we talk about that? I seem to remember something about that.
Yeah, seems that way. I mean, if you, yeah, I don't know. Okay, sure.
So, if nothing better, your serial killer ways have enlightened many, many people today.
Yeah. Just don't start poking pigs in the butt with sticks.
And taught us a new word, Blaziken. 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 Yay, Blaziken.
Blaziken. All right,
we're going to the next one. Let's do it.
Excavation Station.
Excavation Station, where we propose new features for Minecraft.
It looks like you have an idea here, Bebop.
Mods. You know, I check out a lot of mods every week. So one I would definitely love to see is more love for, like, fly cams for machinimers. Maybe like cam, like, you know, using tracks already make a pretty good camo track, but maybe one that's easier to set up where, I don't know, kind of break the limits, really. That's what it comes down to. But just so you can get that perfect camera shot. Or maybe, if you guys ever heard of it, the Space Navigator. It's it is a pretty awesome mouse, and my buddy uses it, Eric, and he just won one of the Second Life machinimas today too. And this thing is amazing. If you could use a Space Navigator, Google it if you want to do machinima. It would be just, somebody needs to make a plugin for it. It'd be amazing.
Well, that's cool. That's on the top of my list too. Is just more ways to manipulate the camera in game. I just don't. I mean, it must not be. There must not be a lot of demand for it, really, or something.
Yeah, I wonder if someone just needs to send an email to, you know, the team about how many Minecraft videos there are on YouTube. I'm sure it's quite a few.
I think that's why Minecraft got big, just because of the videos alone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That was the advertising. Yeah.
That's why I bought it. I saw a few videos, and
more tools, more movies, more people buying the game.
Yeah, more money, more problems.
99 problems.
True that, playa.
Mojang.
That's right, yeah. All right, and now we have a call.
Hey, guys. I had a couple of ideas for Excavation Station. And these are less in the game and more options for the game. One of them is that in the in-game pause menu, you could add another menu that lets you turn on and off certain blocks. So whether you can create them or destroy them. And this lets you, especially in places like adventure maps, turn on and off blocks at the beginning of the game so you don't have to remember what you can do constantly when you're playing. And another idea that I had was in the main menu, just a better implemented import and export system for save files that you don't actually have to go into the files and, you know, create a zip from the world that you want to save and, you know, unload a zip that you want it to load. So, yeah, those are my ideas. Thank you.
I like them both.
Good stuff.
Toggling blocks.
I think it's excellent. Well, I think what it does is it allows people to define, like, you know, you want to make a dungeon. Stone walls can't be mined, you know, so you can make a space right. that people can't dig their way out of. And, you know, I know that, like, one of the things we've always laughed about is people would make these locking doors on their houses, and it's like, your wall, I can just make a hole over here. Your locking door does nothing.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, the only thing I could see that would be a pain is, I mean, how many blocks are there going to be in the game and having to, you know, click each one? But I think, I mean, there's something there, too, because I would love to be able to maybe make it where I had to shift hit something to knock it down, so then I wouldn't knock down torches and stuff when I come out of a wall and you know, when I'm digging a mine and stuff. It'd be nice.
Oh, you're a clumsy miner, huh?
I'm a very clumsy miner.
Huh.
But yeah, good stuff.
I could see maybe that being implemented into a creative mode
or an adventure mode, you know, something where you're going into a predefined map,
right,
you know, and experiencing something.
When are we going to get that creative mode anyway?
You know, it seems like if you were running someone's map or whatever, that it seems like they would have like some kind of file with it that you could restrict those blocks. So the map creator would make it, not you toggle it. Right? That way you couldn't just toggle off the stuff that you want to go through that he doesn't want you to go through.
Yeah. That's
make it part of the server.
Yeah,
I feel you.
Okay, feel ya. So Havoc Theorem here wants he wants power. He wants power sales. Sales? Cells, redstone amplifier, and Tesla coils. Hook all this up and create short lightning strikes set off by pressure plates for better mob grinders hoagies.
That's kind of cool.
Hoagies and grinders.
And maybe you got to farm
Navy
the lightning.
Beans, Navy beans. Maybe farm the lightning?
Yeah, maybe you have to set up lightning rods.
I thought you ride the lightning.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
And you want to ride the white pony.
You're just hooked on Thor, aren't you?
And Thor,
let's harness this lightning. What else can we do?
But I mean, seriously, if you wanted to charge the power cell, maybe you have to put a lightning rod outside and storms will hit it and charge it up. So there's a finite number of charges in each power cell. And you can't generate the juice for it. You got to, like...
Right, and you can power your DeLorean if you're out of plutonium.
Or power your own...
Atlantis.
Your own creeper or something that... Now you can have your creeper pet that people wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give it a thumbs up.
I give it thumbs sideways.
Next.
Next we got from Sam.
Sam.
Use slime blocks and stacks to break falls.
We covered that, didn't we? Somebody said, let's make bouncy stuff.
Well, we've had variations of it.
Yeah, variations. But I guess you can, if you could stack them and make some sort of soft landing.
Now, would it be reusable or would it like squish out the slime and you'd have to stack more slime blocks?
Well, if you think about it, like you kill a slime and it just drops some slime blocks, and you put them down, they're like any other slime blocks. You put them down, they're kind of jello-y, and
I don't think they should get used up.
Well, but if I put a big cube of jello, say outside our building here, and landed on it, it may save my life, but it's not going to be there anymore. You know, it's going to be all over me.
Yeah, well, when I destroy cobblestone, it doesn't come in a 3x3 cube I can lay back down either.
Well, you suck at getting cobblestone.
Your guys' reality and games are slowly blending.
No. Yeah.
Game? What?
I like the idea of beds actually breaking your fall. Why not?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I think beds and slime box should have like extra jumping capability too.
You so really want a trampoline?
I do. I'll take a bed. I'll take a bouncy bed.
I bet you will, Panama Red.
Well, let's hear about this call here about some creeper action.
Creeper.
Hello, the Shaft. I was just leaving you a comment saying I love your show, and do you think there will possibly be any way that you could, like, befriend creepers or zombies and have them fight for you? Or, like, befriend evil mobs and have them fight for your side? Love the show. Bye.
I think that's the power of the wizard.
Wizard.
So, like, training creepers?
Yeah.
I thought you make like cell phone plans work or something.
I don't know. But maybe you have to make like, you have to craft a little ball, and then you go and you catch the bad guy and you put him into the ball, like you get a creeper in a ball.
Oh, come on.
Wait, what did you say about cell phones?
That is stupid commercial where he goes, "Wizard!" And he comes off the cell phone.
Oh. How about cell phone towers in Minecraft? It's not related to anything that we just said. Never mind. All right. Well, I don't know. You know, I think we should keep all of the bad mobs.
Bad?
Keep them bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or else.
We have wolves.
Yeah. They can go either way, right? You train them and then they're bad if you attack something and they're on you.
Okay.
And what do you. Are wolves just not good enough for you? You know, you're just not satisfied.
So needy.
Demanding.
They are. I captured another one last night, and I put them in my room of wolves. It's like, I might as well just be able to chop their heads off and put them on the wall, because that's about the movement they do.
I have never seen a wolf on our server that hasn't already been claimed.
You should summon one.
Summon one.
I summoned like 40 one night, and it really lagged out the server, me running around with 40 wolves.
Whoa. Nice. And then strike them with, and then hit them with lightning.
I didn't have the power.
Oh.
$20 says he's going to put a limit on that soon. How many wolves?
I wish he'd put a limit of one.
Yeah.
One per person?
One per person.
Yeah.
Maybe three. Maybe a small pack. Three.
Why not four?
I think you should have one, and they should be different sizes, and when you tame a bigger wolf, it eats your old wolf.
Lovely. With a nice bottle of Chianti.
And then you can put the head on the wall.
Okay, well, on that note, XX World Fall... I skipped somebody, but I'm going to read this one anyway. XX Weirth... We are lethal XX wants trampoline or grappling hook to power you up blocks.
I see why he skipped it and went straight to the trampoline.
I actually did that totally. Like,
you see trampoline.
It was not on purpose.
Trampoline.
So, but yeah, I'm all for trampolines. Grappling hook was one of my first ideas ever. Yeah, I support that.
I think they have those in Terraria.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And they're chandeliers.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a chain, three iron blocks, and four torches. Should I know that much info about Terraria?
That is a lot.
But I mean, I can still see trampoline, but you know, it would just look like, it would be like a bed, right? It would be a thing that you just pop down.
Yeah,
and it would look like a trampoline. It might not animate and bounce and stuff, but once
so you're
you get
saying
on top
it wouldn't
it,
look like a car,
right?
Okay. Just me clarifying.
Yes. Or antique farm equipment. It wouldn't look like that either.
Come on now.
Well, maybe.
You're pulling my leg.
Maybe like a tractor or something.
How about Uzi Man? Uzi Man called in. What did Uzi Man have to say?
Uzi Man?
Uzi Man? What are you even talking about?
What about Core 96?
Yeah.
Core 96 wants tables. And you could combine them like chests to make larger tables.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you could combine them like fences and make as big a table as you wanted to. Or other things. It could then go against the wall and be a shelf on the wall. It's just a half table. Like a multi-purpose.
Okay.
I'm selling this idea now.
I'm all for it.
$5. You can have it, Notch.
I like tables.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's cool. Why not?
I think you should be able to sit at them too.
And you, I bet you wish they were bouncy.
No, no.
Kind of like a trampoline.
I don't.
No?
A bouncy table is kind of like a bed. It's a bed. We've already got those. I just want them to bounce.
Somebody in chat said a round table. How dare you speak of round objects?
Yeah, that's right. How
dare you?
Nice.
No rounding.
Well, let's see. We got another call.
Hi guys, Uziman5 here, and today I want to be sharing my idea for excavation station. My idea would be texture packs for multiplayer servers. You do this by getting the texture pack off the internet and popping it in your main directory folder for the server, and then you go into your server.properties and there'd be a line saying texture pack, and you pop the name there and it installs the texture pack on your server. So, and the way this would work is just basically people log onto your server and the texture pack you put on your server would replace their texture pack. This would stop griefers who have those seeing through world texture packs, and also some other things, I don't know, you can probably think of some. So tell me what you think, and thanks, love the show. Yeah, bye.
Wesley.
Yes.
What is this internet thing he's talking about?
Logins? What?
I do not know. I think this is a great idea. I think you should be able to lock down what texture pack is being used on your server, and it would automatically use it. If you know, you have it, like, you can download it and use it automatically. That would allow things like, you know, very specific texture packs for certain servers, you know.
Yeah, maybe like a portal level or...
Yeah, maybe you want to have a really cartoony server. You can make it cartoony, you know. You use the crayon.
Yeah, I'm digging that.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to see? I would like to see, and this may be playing way too much Team Fortress, but I would like to see kind of like where you could build a server like an old Team Fortress server. You put your map packs on there, and you could actually rotate maps. So, like, every 4 hours it switches to a different map and gives people a chance to build in different stuff, or, you know, the portals will go back and forth or whatever, but like the main map you log into would be whatever.
Yeah.
And then you get you know, guns and get to shoot people.
Like, it's like Quantum Leap the server.
Oh boy.
Do we get some Bacula on there?
Yeah.
And then that's my, you know, everybody thought my my avatar was me, but it's really Scott Bakula.
Okay.
I'm not sure people knew that.
Get back.
From episode 4 of... Anyway.
Scott Bakula.
I like that, though. Cut down on x-ray texture packs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Because I'll be walking around the Shaftlands, and I'll see random holes dug in the ground exposing chests. And I know what that is. Someone hid their chest in the ground, and someone who had an invisible ground texture pack saw it and dug it up to see what was in there. Yeah. And it's very frustrating to me.
Yeah. Frustration.
Frustration.
Like somebody dug up, you remember the cake hole?
The cake hole.
Don't you remember the great cake hole?
You shut your cake hole. Oh, that's pie hole. Wait, whatever.
Yeah, don't you remember the cake hole?
No.
It's over there near the little desert area where Eric built, and there was a place I was trying to fix, and you came over there and laid down and turned the whole area into a bunch of cakes, and then I put a layer of dirt on top of it and a road, and so there's a hole on the server that is just full of cakes.
I don't remember
and
that.
And people, sometimes I'll see a hole that digs down into the cake hole.
Oh, over by spawn, behind spawn?
Yeah, you built two cake dispenser boxes and we're shooting and shooting cakes out.
It's always fun shooting stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay, cool.
There you go.
So shut your cake hole.
So I like it. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, that's good.
Can we put a little trampoline on top of it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Sweet. All right, another call coming at you.
Hello, me and my friend J-Dog think that in Minecraft there should be Coca-Cola or some type of pop, and that there should also be like maybe a fox or a bear from Mole Creatures, but not all the creatures. There's maybe a fox and a bear, you know, so you could like hunt them down, trap them, get bear traps, you know. So anyways, see ya.
Soda to pop. That's got Wes going for some reason.
That is awesome.
Got all giggly.
Yeah.
Like maybe bear traps or some Coca-Cola.
Not all of them, just bears and Coke.
That's cool.
So yeah. Do you think he works for Coca-Cola?
Do product placement on your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to beep that out, Eric.
Oh, what happened?
You're gonna have to beep out the Coca-Cola references.
Oh, aren't they?
I think we should have beep.
We're Pepsi man.
Yeah, we're all about Pepsi.
That's why we got the Mountain Dews.
That's right.
I think there should be not a bear though. There should be a honey badger.
Yeah, because they do whatever they want to do. So
liger,
like what? I mean, it's just another food.
It's my favorite animal.
It's if we had soda pop, it'd just be just healing the.
So
would it maybe
pop.
Maybe make you all caffeinated, make you run faster or
I
something?
Think it would. I think it shouldn't be soda pop. It should be fizzy lifting drink, and that's how people can fly and get fingerprints.
It blows me away how much food is in this game.
Oh, I know. You know,
he focuses so much on food opposed to anything else.
Yeah, he definitely needs a picnic basket or something to put all this stuff in.
Hey, that's kind of cool.
It is cool. I come up with cool ideas on this show. Have you been listening for the last 35 episodes? Holy crap.
Why don't you go ahead and call that one in. We'll talk about that next week, Brent. That's a good idea. If we get around to it. Yeah.
Tuesday we may be able to talk. Oh, we're not supposed to say anything about that yet.
No.
Okay.
We'll do it in a housekeeping. Maybe we'll get a visit from the maid.
Well.
And we have a couple more.
Yeah, Ginginator 666 says, a way to make a wolf go where you want it to, or they want this, like throwing down a bone or meat, and the wolf teleports there sitting, and then the item disappears.
Mm-hmm.
You get in that hole, wolf. You stay in that hole and quit following me around.
Get off my ass.
See, no one actually wants their wolf to, like, follow them. They just want to get them back so they can, like, show their screenshot of 50 wolves in a room going, this is the most boring life.
Doing the head dance. So many videos like that now. Wolves shaking their head to a song.
I kind of feel sorry for... Notch. Well, I don't, because he has $34 million. You know, screw everyone else. Doesn't really matter if they don't play with his wolves, right? Like, can you see that with the meeting? Notch, and people really don't actually play with the wolves. Screw him. I got $34 million. You know, but to take it back, I do feel bad that he spent a lot of time, or they spent a lot of time making wolves in the games, and they really don't. Something has to happen to him.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to, because he's got $34 million. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Wes.
Maybe when they get struck by lightning, they turn into werewolves.
Yes, from Mo Creatures.
Yeah.
So werewolves and bears.
Yes. Maybe if the werewolves drink soda pop, they become vampires.
So vampires, werewolves, soda pop, bears... And poop blocks.
Honey bass.
Got the reference in. Sorry. I know we've had people stop listening to the podcast because of poop block references.
Yeah, they can't handle it.
But they should have known.
Yep.
It's too R-rated.
So Para wants a controller or joystick to control a robot so that you could fight other robots. I want this in real life. Yeah, this is real life, not Minecraft. In real life, everybody wants a remote control robot.
Yeah, soon.
Yep.
Soon.
A robot.
No, I don't think robot battles really.
Now, if the robots can act out plays, I think they should be able to fight each other in the plays, like duels and stuff.
Maybe.
Like, only the robot actors can wear costumes and look out of ordinary Minecraft world.
You mean like Showbiz Pizza or
animatronic?
Animatronic, maybe, yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Maybe we start smaller on the battles, okay? Maybe you can craft some razor blades, and then you go and you catch some chickens, and you attach the razor blades to their feet, and we have cockfights.
don't know where this is going.
I didn't really either. I thought it was going to be like hide the, you know, razor blades in your mouth or something.
I thought you were going emo or doing something. No, I don't know. Okay.
So why do you put razor blades on the chicken's feet?
Because they attack each other and kill each other. Haven't you ever been to a cockfight,
with
dude?
Razor blades?
Dude.
Well, Eric and I have a few every once in a while, but we definitely don't use razor blades. But seriously, I still don't get the razor blades. Is this something I should ask you after the show?
It's just what they do in cockfights. That's all there is really to it.
You know too much about cockfights. That's all I'm going to say. But we got a call here from X-Station. No, from... Oh, we've got a call here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, just watching you guys' podcast, had an idea. What if they did, like, natural disasters, like you guys were talking about all the tornadoes and stuff. I actually was talking to my buddy. What if they had, like, earthquakes or, you know, tsunamis and, you know, volcanoes happen like that? I think would add a lot to the biomes and a whole bunch of other just elements of building your home abode very structurally sound. All right. Bye.
Oh, man.
Grief.
Did he actually say volcano?
Volcano.
Or that's just how I heard it.
I think that's how you heard it.
Because I think that'd be cool. Shoots cakes out the top instead of lava.
Volcano fail.
Yeah, people thought creepers messed them up before. Imagine if you just have a volcano coming through your living room out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We've discussed this before.
But biome-specific natural disasters is cool. Maybe?
Well, yes and no.
You know, I mean, we talk about like a sandstorm or something happens in the desert biomes.
I think maybe there's room for smaller scale, like something. Like a sandstorm to me would be cool. Like, okay, you got to dig your house out, you know, from the sandstorm. Yeah. But if you just happen to get on a fault line and didn't realize it, and then all of a sudden, you know, half a continent's into the ocean. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you got an underwater city and it would be
too frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, if you've worked on a house for a month and that happened to you, you'd be done with the game. You would rage quit. You would just be, you know what I mean?
Well, I think we always pull the example of SimCity, right?
Yeah.
Who plays SimCity with the natural disasters on for real?
Right.
Come on, let's be honest with each other until you're sick of your city and you're ready to end it. Then you turn Godzilla on and go for it.
Yeah.
And at least maybe like super hard mode do it.
Yeah.
A hardcore Minecraft.
Iron Man mode or whatever it is.
Yeah. And every time your stuff gets griefed, you got to cut yourself or something.
With razor blades.
boom goes to the dynamite.
But seriously, I mean, I logged onto the server today and everybody was upset because their chest got stuff taken out of them. Can you imagine if their house disappeared into the sea? You know? I mean, it would be what?
Somebody called FEMA. This shit is bullcrap.
Okay, everybody line up and get your D-lips or whatever it's called.
D-lips?
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. They're giving away money, basically, to people in town who lost food for the tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a last one here.
The last one, thank the Lord.
This one's from Jack Black, apparently, who wants a salt block.
Assault? He wants a salt?
Yeah, an assault block. Assaults. That when you put it down, it attacks you with an AK-47. No, a salt block, like a salt lick.
That's all I'm talking about.
You could get salt from putting buckets of water from the sea, I guess, into a furnace and then use them to attract farm animals.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
Definitely need peanut butter after that.
Why?
I'll tell you after the show.
This is starting to get kinky.
Yeah. So, 3, 2, 1.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
Yes, it is. Very intense.
That started making me feel weird.
And now what do we have?
The peanut butter? I'm confused. Anyway. This is the section where we listen to Wes laugh for about 30 seconds, and then we move on.
No, go, go, go.
Okay, we have this first one here. Who put this one in? This sounds cool.
This is Better Than Wolves mod. I love the name. Right?
Yeah.
It's like Better Than Wolves, right? But it does stuff, different stuff that's apparently better than wolves. It's got features like powered light blocks.
Oh, it adds a lot of stuff.
Hibachis.
Axle, gearbox, water wheels.
cement buckets. It acts cement for that's the big one, I think. So you can pour cement out of a bucket and it makes.
Yeah, that's cool. I like
that. Wow, crazy. Blocks. So that's a nice little pack.
Cauldrons. Different types of detector rails. The companion cube, huh?
Oh, that's cool.
Hemp.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Hemp.
Hemp.
Like for ropes?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah.
Or for gears? No. Hemp gear? No. Okay.
Cool. Hand cranks, millstones, anchors, ropes. I could go on and on because it just keeps going.
One and one to the
Well, there are only like four more, but it goes further now than I scrolled. So yeah, that's that. It'll be in the show notes on our website. That's a theshappodcast.com.
Yep.
And next is
another mod.
Who put this one in?
Well, Lewis Gentle sent this in to us. It's a mod called Plastic Craft, and it has duct tape in it. So I'm sure that's some real good stuff.
Duct tape.
You've got to have some duct tape to duct tape someone's butt cheeks.
Got
to
fix some shit.
That's from Breakfast Club. I just want to say that.
Yep. Next, we got a link. PC Gamer rated the 10 best Minecraft mods, and I thought it was kind of an interesting look for people who are considering looking into mods. I thought that was a good article. Also, yeah. Boing Boing made a page of extremely mundane places in Minecraft.
I like that. That's awesome.
One was a Kmart.
Yeah, an empty, lonely-looking Kmart. Like a... parking lot.
And one was like a bunch of brownstones. It basically was just a long street of brick buildings that looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
So highway. Yeah.
And the highway intersection.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then last, and I really like this one. This was called Ghibli World. And this was for all. Now, did I cover this last week? I don't think I did. This was for all the anime fans. Basically, they took a lot of the famous anime, like Howl's Moving Castle and things like that, and made scenes from it on one server. And this is a video from that server, and it shows some really cool stuff. So if you're an anime fan, I definitely recommend checking that out.
Very nice. Yeah, it's very fancy. Very fancy indeed. Also, we have so many of these.
Yeah, what's this Minecraft rap?
It's a Minecraft rap called Epic Win. This was submitted to us by Tristan. It's on YouTube, so we'll link to it.
It's good, too. He shouts out to us at the beginning. Let me shout out to everybody. He shouts out to Notch and C-Nanners and stuff. And it's good. It's really good. I've listened to it a couple times.
And interestingly enough, the guy who posted it, his user handle is IPooSK.
IPooSK.
Huh?
IPooSK?
No, it's IPooSK. You get it?
No.
Huh?
No. Do you need to know something about peanut butter or something? Huh? Or
is this about razor blades?
Starcraft?
Yes, because when you eat razor blades, you poo SK. I'll let you figure out what SK stands for. And let's move on with this machinima. This is another one by Edge, who brought you that last machinima with the dying wolves. Oh, I gave away the ending. Sorry to ruin it for you.
What?
This one is called Explosion. It's done by him, and it's got really great music, and it's a video about... I don't want to give it away, but an explosion.
You kind of sound like a robot when you said that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Eric. This next one is called Mineconics, and it's a circle and line tool, and I'll commit. Sorry.
Oh, but it's a graphing.
Mineconics.net, and it's a way to online to kind of graph out your circles and ovals, ellipses and lines.
Tool.
It makes it easier to count and make it in game. So very cool.
Very cool indeed.
It's definitely diamonds.
Yeah. Better than pineapples. And then we have here a PC Gamer article about the Sky Dimension, reveals all of the screenshots, a whole lot of screenshots, and talks a little about it. And that is worth a look.
Worth a look. And this last one here.
Yes, in Minecraft Universe will be in the show notes.
Boom! Goes the dynamite.
Mm-hmm. You went there.
And I believe someone's at the door. Although I don't hear knocking yet. It's a premonition kind of. Oh, there's the knocking.
Aww.
Who is it?
Housekeeping.
Who? Come back later.
Meet for pillow.
We're doing a show.
Meet for pillow.
Okay, come on in.
Yeah.
What you got for us today, housekeeper?
Housekeeper? Is the housekeeper going to tell us?
I have meat for pillow.
Okay.
Yeah, she's useless.
I have something I have no understanding of. It says on this piece of paper.
Okay, so.
And special features for donors.
Okay, so I guess the first thing is the app, the Shaft podcast app. It's already on the store, but it's really crappy right now. I'll be very honest. And, you can listen to the last 25 episodes. Because of a bug, and that's about it. Now, we have an update that we're pushing out hopefully tonight after the show. We're done with the next update, which will give you a lot more stuff, including special features. Now, one thing we had some people point out to us that there's people that don't have iPhones, and what are they going to do if they don't have iPhones?
Steal one?
Yeah, they can steal some iPhones. That's what you're talking
about. If you send 600 euros to Notch, he'll probably send you an iPhone.
And a mint for pillow, too. So, anyway, what we're working it out right now on the web, because you can do interesting stuff like that, that we're going to have it. Not only are the people who have bought the app or who buy it in the future will get the special features, but anybody who has donated in the past for a sponsorship will get them as well. And in the future, we're still getting that hooked up, so you'll get access to it. We didn't really think it was fair that just because someone bought the app that they would get some of the... I mean, there's some people who have donated, you know, almost enough to buy an iPhone anyway, right?
Yes.
So it'd be kind of lame if they didn't get to see the special features. So we're excited to get that released to y'all. The other thing is you can get those Mint for Pillows at the same conferences that we're going to be at this year.
Conventions?
Conventions. The first one we're going to be at is the convention in Biloxi, I believe, right? In June 11th?
Yes, yes.
You'll be able to come down and gamble with us and maybe karaoke, sing, dance, or whatever. We'll be there June 11th. Stay tuned to our Twitter to find out exactly where. And it'll be a special podcast. We will have some special guests on there. Satori and Avidia.
Yes.
Repeat offenders. And
we're gonna try to podcast out of a poker room in one of the casinos. Yeah. If they'll let us. If not, then we'll be in a hotel room.
And then after that, I believe the next one is PlayOnCon, which is...
July 29th through August 1st in Birmingham, Alabama.
And we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, what's next? Dead Workers Party is October...
I'll be there.
Columbus Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's Columbus Day weekend.
Yeah. Check your calendars. Make sure you got that day
I
open.
I think it's like 7th through the 9th or something like that. We'll have to get in the next show notes.
Yeah. So it's a few months away. Yeah.
But we will definitely have bears and bear traps there because we're in the South and we do stuff like that.
Now, who's our special guest next week?
Next week is Captain Sparkles.
Yay!
Captain Sparkles.
So people have been requesting him almost as much as Bebop. So
yeah.
Definitely He's tune in cool next stuff. Week.
Who's this guy? I don't know what you're talking about.
So tune in next week for him. And last but not least... why did I scroll up? Contest. We still have two more weeks, I believe, in the contest. Next week, I'll tell the exact day because I said it last week before. For a $10 iTunes card, we just, you know, that's a lot of money there. $10.
Yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, $10 whole dollar.
And we've gotten a lot of reviews. It's really cool. And I don't know, even if we don't meet the 2,000... mark.
We'll still give it away.
And so thank you all for giving these reviews. These are really nice.
I'll tell you what, if we meet the 2,000, we'll give out $40 more.
Ooh. Nice.
Very nice.
So I'm going to go leave and eight it'll reviews be 10 today.
Apiece. It'll be 10 apiece for 5 people.
Okay. And this is, of course, a random drawing. I got a couple of ways of how we're going to randomize the drawing. So
sweet.
Awesome.
And yeah, so that's the goal. 2 more weeks. I'll get the real date next week for you.
Cool. And I guess we're going to go to shout-outs. Shout outs, yeah. Shouting out to everybody who's cool.
Was that in 3D stereo? Because it sounded like right behind me.
It really freaked me out.
Wanted to shout out an announcement. Is that right?
Is that
shout an announcement out? That's kind of weird. Anyway, Satori Love, she is holding a Capture the Record game this Friday.
Does she want you to shout that out?
She does.
Okay, just want to make sure, because she might get like thousands of people.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. What you need to do is follow Satori Love on Twitter, and she'll have all the info. We'll be tweeting out, you know, all the info as we get it from her. But a few episodes ago, we talked about how the game goes, and you know, she's refining the rules, getting a little more polished, and it's going to be an awesome time. Sweet. Hopefully, streaming it too, maybe recording it, something like that.
Okay, and she says here, it'll be a closed game, so you won't get to go to the game just because you hear about it, but you'll be able to watch it streaming live.
Excellent, excellent.
So follow Satori Love, and she'll let you know, and we'll let you know, of course, too. So you can definitely follow at Brent Copeland, and you'll get that information.
And then you can read the write-up that the Minecraft scribe, I'm sure Astrogali will take a lot of photos and write up something.
And I'd like to give a special shout-out to Wolf21. He's going through a lot right now. He's a great guy, so.
Yep. Well, is that an episode?
I think. I first want to, you know, say thank you so much, Mr. Vox, for doing what you do. We enjoy the Minecraft Mondays, and thank you for being on the show today.
Did you want to give any shout-outs to anybody from your end?
Thanks for having me, definitely. For those who don't know me, Bebop Vox, and I just do the Minecraft Monday show on YouTube, so you can hit up my YouTube. B-E-B-O-P, Bebop Vox, or just search Minecraft Mondays. Also on Twitter, Minecraft Mondays, Facebook, Minecraft Mondays, all that jazz. So, and if you guys want to send anything in, if you guys have anything awesome, I'm here to show it off. So, show it off for you guys.
Excellent.
Very cool, and we'll link to that as well in the show notes. So, everybody head over there. It is definitely entertaining and worth a watch and a subscription. Hit that subscribe button. Now, chicka-pow. And with that, we will see you next week.
Bring your peanut butter.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
No, don't bring it.
Nice.
I'm just getting weird.
Hard doing a didgeridoo, isn't it?
Dead Workers Party Network. You've got questions. We've got the shaft.